A Republican has entered the 2020 race for Vermont governor. The incumbent has not yet announced his plans, but if Governor Phil Scott decides to run for a third term, he could face a primary against Brookfield farmer John Klar. As the former lawyer stood on the steps of the statehouse this week to announce his candidacy, Klar said Vermont's government has, quote, grown like a bloated tick, unquote. Klar tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley, when Governor Scott signed the state's new abortion law, he knew many Vermonters would no longer support Scott.
That was just one bridge too far. And I also knew that perhaps some people would step forward who might not be the best candidates to win in the general election. And so many of us then started accelerating our existing efforts to fashion a centrist compromise policy list. And I was selected as the person to carry that forward.
You describe your policies as an ag-Republican plan. Can you explain what that is and if it relates to what you just mentioned?
Yes, it's important that people understand that we are all very much committed to the Republican Party. We're not trying to set up a new party. But at the same token, we do not find that the existing Republican platform is specific enough for Vermonters to respond to. It is simply too bare bones. And so without criticizing that, we simply wish to advertise to people that we had some creative ideas that we had got from talking with many different people and that we were not Phil Scott. So we are within the party, but we are different from Phil Scott, and this is how we have chosen to identify ourselves. Also, I and many of the other people involved in our group are farmers, and farmers are very much being affected by the current economic situation, and farming is very much the culture of Vermont, not art studios or other things, however nice they might be. We must support our local growers and our consumers as well as the farmers, and there is a lot of growth to be had there. So that was the idea behind it.
In this ag-Republican plan, it looks like there's a lot of focus on the economy.
That is our number one issue. Vermont is in terrible shape, and everybody knows it. It seems that our legislators are completely oblivious to the small-town Vermonter. So we have then, in response, specific ideas, particularly how to make Vermont more business-friendly, cut spending in government, both at the top and the bottom, both in government expansion and in abuses of government programs. And to help farmers in particular meet existing markets, out-of-state small farms, not conventional dairy so much because they have very difficult problems that we'd like to help. But there is a huge growth market for small farms in Vermont. Many people already know it. And we need to advertise that and nurture that. That's a good role for government.
John Klar, have you ever held elective office before?
I'm so happy to say that I have not. And maybe that's what people are ready for. My entire life, I have said that I just wish someone would run who I could trust for their honesty. I have often said I would rather vote for my plumber or my mechanic because I trusted them and their integrity. They could figure out what to do when they got in there. So I realize I'm in a disadvantage perhaps, but I am surrounded with and backed by many people who do have that experience, and I learned how to make hay. And if I learned how to make square bales, then I think that with some time and maybe a couple of stumbles, I can learn how to lead people in this state as a servant who really cares. And that's what I think we need.
John Klar, on your website in particular, you note that you're a former pastor. You freely express your Christian ideas and your faith. Are you concerned that some Vermonters might see you mixing faith too closely with your political agenda?
I'm not. For this reason. Some will, but I think to paraphrase C.S. Lewis, many people don't like Christians until they want somebody to house sit for them. I don't think that all Christians should be judged by the least common denominator. I have a history of working for people for no money, and this is what my Christian faith is. My chief goal in government would be to simply preserve the constitutional values that already embrace Christianity. If we could just hold on to our Constitution, I would have liked to have done that before I was a Christian. I spent most of my life not as a Christian, and I would like to do that now as a Christian. And I think Vermonters, when they look at me and my history, will trust that I can be trusted. And I will also say that we all have moral views. It is an illusion to think that we can somehow sterilize government from moral views. It isn't supposed to be an atheist government either. And I'd also say that there's a long tradition in America of Christians like Martin Luther King and Alexander Twilight here in the up in the Northeast Kingdom, and Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. And I've mentioned black men. So I guess if white men wanted to run over Christians, maybe we should be able to as well. But I would just ask people to just look at who I am, look at my integrity, look at my history as a lawyer. I have a hard-earned reputation to be an honest person, and that is not compromised by my conversion to Christianity.
John Klar, some folks will say that you are at a disadvantage because people don't know you. Phil Scott's been in office for 2 terms now. What do you make of the fact that you don't have the name recognition at this point?
I have a year to have the name recognition. I will have the name recognition, and I'm already gaining it. I live very deep in the woods on land that was my great-great-great-great-grandfather's purchase, and we have no mortgage. So I'm coming out of the woods because I have a grandson and many neighbors and people who are suffering, and someone has to come out to do this. I have the skill set. And already I can see the Democrats and progressives are horrified at the things I'm proposing because it might close their wallet. And so that's why we will have plenty of exposure between now and next year. And the other reason is that Phil Scott is very, very unpopular in his own party amongst the people whom he has disappointed. And I do not wish to cross swords with him, but they are desperately looking for someone to lead them in a different direction. And we don't want it to be an extremist conservative that won't do well here in Vermont, and it will only further divide Vermonters. So that's how we propose to get the name out there, and we will. And we have deliberately tackled as our first 3 issues the ones that are the biggest ones, and that's the economy, the school closings, and the opioid crisis. And most Vermonters really, I believe, do value those 3 issues.
John Klar is the only Republican to announce a 2020 run for governor so far. Incumbent Phil Scott says it's too early to make a re-election decision. One Democrat is currently running, former State Education Secretary Rebecca Holcomb. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.